Tourism and Entertainment Ministry moves to maximize the economical potential of the country's cultural product. We tell you how on this edition of Tourism Roundup. I am Camilla Guthrie.
How when this bus arrives, sir? My foot them tired, but right you now.
Mine too.
Look by you. How old you be?
9.
What time your bus come?
What time is yours coming?
I asked you.
I asked you too.
I follow you, follow me, little boy. Need for this stress right now.
Me too. So give me a journal, sir.
Don't let them copy your bad habit. They live in your world too. A message from the National Council on Drug Abuse.
We can make the sweetest sounds in all of God's creation.
June 21 rolls around and it's pretty much clear to everyone that summer is here and will be for the next 3 months. This period is known for the heat which usually accompanies it, but the Tourism and Entertainment Ministry wants summer to be remembered for much more than that. The ministry wants to give locals and tourists 90 days of entertainment and fun, using the country's cultural product as a basis of this thrust.
We are seeking to embark on what we are going to term 90 days of summer to position Jamaica as the entertainment hub within the summer.
The event is expected to further position Jamaica as a unique destination, distinguishing the island from other markets offering sun, sea, and sand.
I recently met with one of the biggest music festivals, Electric Daisy, who are excited about the concept and is only left a sign to coming to Jamaica for the 90 days of summer event. They're saying to us, Mr. Speaker, that Jamaica is the place to be. And they've already identified Negril as the place that they want to be. And they are planning on coming for next year's summer.
Junior Minister for Tourism and Entertainment, Damien Crawford. But before mid-May and the start of 90 days of summer, the need to be entertained is still very much present in locals and visitors to our island, particularly those in the nation's capital, Kingston. The Tourism and Entertainment Ministry's Kingston for February initiative intends to fill this need and then some.
We are having a promotion called Kingston for February, using Reggae Month as the attractor.
Junior Minister for Tourism and Entertainment, Damien Crawford. Together, 90 Days of Summer and Kingston for February are aimed at maximizing the country's economic potential through its cultural product. In our Know Jamaica feature for today, we look at... There are two types of Jamaican coffee, Blue Mountain and Prime. Blue Mountain coffee must be grown in prescribed areas of the Blue Mountains. Jamaica Prime is grown in other areas.
I'm Damien Crawford, Member of Parliament and Minister of State in the Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment. I'm achieving my goals because I stayed in school. Part is here to help you to achieve your goals. So allow them to help you and stay in school. And remember, school is safe.
Achieve your goals. Stay in school. A message from the Ministry of Labor and Social Security Program of Advancement through Health and Education, PATH.
That's where we wrap up this week's edition of Tourism Roundup. Join us again next week. I am Camilla Guthrie. One love.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.